Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. Old Paths Tabernacle is an evangelistic outreach of the Joey Kelly Broadcast. If you like good singing and good preaching and are looking for Sunday night services to attend, please consider yourself invited. If you're coming from New Orleans East Bank, take the G&O or the Crescent City Connection to the West Bank Expressway and get off at Manhattan. Go through the Harvey Tunnel and turn right at the red light, which is MacArthur. Go two blocks and turn right at the fire station onto 8th Street. Go three blocks and turn right. Old Paths Tabernacle is right on the corner, meeting in Waymaker Ministry Sanctuary, 804 First Avenue in Harvey. If you're coming from the Huey or Boutee, get on the elevated expressway, then get off at MacArthur and turn left at the light. Remember, our services start at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, and I hope to see you there. Lord, take me back. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, beginning at verse 17. "As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." Skipping to verse 20. "And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm." And then jumping to chapter 2, verse 1. "And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him." And skipping to verse 5. "The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill." Heavenly Father, once again I come before you, holding your precious word in my hand. Help me to preach out of the Bible. Help me to make it plain the things that are written therein. Please speak to the people, and Lord, help me to be a vessel that you can use. Bless the people. Encourage the people. Minister to the people. Relieve their burdens and comfort them. And I'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Some of you may remember that I told you that God had laid it upon my heart to begin holding Sunday evening services as an extension or an outreach of the radio broadcast. I guess about 10 or 11 months ago, he put this in my heart. And I've come to you repeatedly telling you what I believe God has shown me. It's my desire to make available a place on Sunday night that people that love God, that want to hear from him, that want a touch from heaven, and who love sound doctrine, to be able to come and worship the Lord, to praise his name, and to hear a message from the Lord. I'm happy to be able to announce that I have found a place to meet. I had hoped for something in Metairie or New Orleans, but the Lord has provided something in Harvey on the West Bank. Again, it wasn't my first choice, since I live here in Metairie, But this is the door that the Lord has opened for me, and I'm very thankful for what He's done. Some of you may know that I used to attend church at Harvest Time Fellowship in Harvey, and I've played music there. As it turned out, the place that is available to me is 3 blocks from Harvest Time Fellowship. Pastor Johnson at Waymaker Ministries on First Avenue in Harvey has graciously opened his sanctuary to me and this ministry. And next Sunday night, we'll have our first service at Old Pants Tabernacle. At the end of the program, I've got a little commercial that'll give you directions. Now, please don't show up tonight. There won't be anybody there tonight. But next Sunday night is when we begin. And I'll be preaching out of 2 Kings chapter 7, which tells the story of a great deliverance. And it's actually related to what we're talking about here in Daniel. But as I said, if you have listened to this program, and I've been on this station for 3 years, and you've liked what you've heard, you appreciate the doctrine that I preach, sound doctrine, I might add. And as you know, I try to stick close to the Word of God, and to get my understanding, my messages, my interpretations from the Word of God. If you like sound doctrine, and you'd like to see a move of God in your heart and life, then I want to invite you to Old Paths Tabernacle. Again, it's not a Sunday morning service. It's a Sunday evening service. So if you have somewhere that you go on Sunday morning, this will not interfere with that at all. I don't know how many times I've sat at home on Sunday nights and thought, man, I wish I could go somewhere to hear the Word of God preached and believed. I wish there was somewhere where I could sing the praises of God on Sunday night. And with God's help, Old Paths Tabernacle can be that kind of place. Now, as I've mentioned before, the services will be evangelistic in nature. If you've been to revival services or perhaps a camp meeting somewhere, that's the kind of services we'll have at Old Paths Tabernacle. Now, this is a brand new church, and I need help. I need musicians, I need singers, I need deacons, I need soul winners, I need altar workers, you name it. If you can play an instrument or sing and would like to be a part of the band, come see me and ask for an audition. If you're a deacon, perhaps, or an altar worker, or an associate pastor, or you feel that God is calling you into one of those roles, again, come talk to me. Come see me after the service. And maybe God can use you in these services. But let's go ahead and get into the Word of God. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And it says that Daniel's skill, and the skill of his 3 friends, was 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in the kingdom. But chapter 2 opens with Nebuchadnezzar awaking from a dream. It says that his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him or departed. He wasn't able to get back to sleep. He had a dream, and he knew it was from God, and he was troubled, and he had sort of an idea what it was about. He knew that it concerned him, he knew that it concerned his kingdom, but he didn't understand exactly what it meant. But again, his spirit was troubled. And let me say that God knows how to speak to a man. God knows how to speak to you, sir or madam, or young person. God knows how to speak from heaven, and God can get your attention. But it says in verse 2 that when the king woke up, I guess after breakfast, He called the astrologers, the sorcerers, the magicians, and the Chaldeans, it says. And he said, I had a dream last night. I'm very troubled about it. I don't quite know what it meant, but I believe that it was from God. And I want to know what it means. Tell me what it means. You see, the astrologers, the magicians, whatever, the sorcerers, they were the king's counselors. But the king was worried. The king was troubled. He didn't know what the dream meant, but he said, I want to know what it means. So the magicians, the sorcerers would have you said, King, tell us the dream, and we'll give you the interpretation. But in verse 5 it says, The king answered and said unto the Chaldeans, This thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. These counselors expected to be told what the dream was, and that they were going to go huddle in the corner and try and give some interpretation. But the king said, No, you know, I really don't remember the details of the dream. You're supposed to be my counselors. You're supposed to have wisdom. You're supposed to be able to interpret dreams. Tell me what the dream was. I mean, surely if you know how to interpret a dream and you have this power from God or something, then surely God can tell you what the dream was. And if you can't, it proves that you really don't know what you're talking about. It proves that you're trying to trick me, and I'll cut off your heads. But these counselors, they began to get very nervous, and they said, King, nobody can tell you what kind of dream you had. I mean, if you tell us the dream, we'll give you an interpretation, but nobody can tell you what dream you had. That was in your head, and we don't know what kind of dream you had. We weren't there in your head. How can we know this thing? But look at verse 8. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. You see, the king knew that they were up to something. We just read in chapter 1, verse 20, that Daniel and his friends, who got their wisdom from God, and their interpretations of dreams and visions from God, were 10 times better than these sorcerers and magicians and what have you. He knew that these magicians and astrologers were making things up as they went along. And really, things haven't changed. Astrologers today, sorcerers today, magicians today, make things up as they go along. If it's in the French Quarter or some other place that you find a tarot reader or some astrologer or something of that nature, a fortune teller, they make things up as they go along. You know it. I know it. And really, the Christian has no business going to a fortune teller or to somebody that reads the tarot cards to try and get some kind of information or direction for their life or something. The Bible condemns again and again and again going to any kind of wizard or to any kind of seance or anything like that. First off, the people that perform these sorts of services, they're lying to you. They'll make things up as they go along. They'll use techniques such as cold reading. You know what cold reading is. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy's on the road and meets the fortune teller, the guy in the wagon, who later on in the dream is the wizard, he doesn't really know who she is. He's never seen her before. But then he begins to ask questions. He would ask a question and she would give a negative answer. And he'd say, no, that's not quite it. You're instead of this, it's that. And he begins to divine, if you will, or figure out that she was running away from home or whatever the story was. That is an example of cold reading. And that's what the fortune tellers in the French Quarter do. That's what happens at a seance. They will do a cold reading or use some other technique to get information from you, and they will gladly make up some story and string you along for a fee, of course. They're out to take your money, and they're out to mislead you. But secondly, and more importantly, if instead of going to God, or instead of getting your Bible or going to your pastor and saying, Pastor, I don't know what to do, or Pastor, this worries me or something, you instead go to a fortune teller, you're looking in the wrong place. Jeremiah 2 verse 13 says this, My people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water. And they've hewn or dug them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. When you forsake God and instead turn to evil, and make no mistake, fortune-telling is evil. The Bible strongly condemns it. When you forsake God and in effect turn to Satan, then Satan will mislead you. He will spin a web of deception and deceive you and draw you further away from God. Don't fall into that trap. If you want to know what to do, go to God. If you want to know what's going to happen in the future, go to God. If you're struggling with a problem, go to God. As the song says, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he says. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And somebody said, Preacher, that's kind of strong. That's a strong message. You're saying these things about these fortune tellers. Well, brother, I don't know how to preach any different. God called me to lift up the name of Jesus and to turn men's hearts from foolishness and wrongdoing and evil and selfishness to the Lord. Our eyes should be on the Lord. And again, I don't know any other message. I don't know any other way to preach but to point people to the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. This way works. God's way works. God will comfort you. He will help you. He will lift you up. He will encourage you. If you're depressed, He will give you joy. Whatever you need, God is the answer. And you should turn to Him. Look to Him. And look away from all the other things that don't satisfy. Praise God. You should look to Him. But the king said, If you will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, dismembered, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But in verse 10, the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asked such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. It is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Let me say that again. There is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Now these magicians and sorcerers, they didn't serve the Lord from heaven, but they believed in some sort of god, or gods or whatever, some pantheon or something. And they knew that they were not going to be able to tell the king what kind of dream he had, unless God showed them. Verse 12, For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. There were these astrologers, fortune tellers, that couldn't give an answer. But Daniel and his friends were counted with these astrologers. The king said, Kill them all, Daniel included. And when Daniel heard about it, he petitioned the king and said, Give me a little time, and I'll tell you what it was that you dreamed, and then I'll give the interpretation from God what it means. I'll tell you what your dream was, and I'll tell you what it means. And that night Daniel and his friends had a prayer meeting. They did exactly what we're going to do at Old Paths Tabernacle. If you have a problem, we're going to go to God. We're going to petition God. We're going to ask God to help. I believe that God can do anything. The Bible says there's nothing too hard for God. That's the message that I preach, because that's the message that the Bible gives. And in verse 19, Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And then it says, And Daniel blessed the God of heaven. They brought their petition to God, God answered, and then they began to bless and thank the Lord. Again, that's what Christians should do. And the next morning, Daniel went into the king. And in verse 26, the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name is Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. There's a God in heaven. Whatever problem you have, whatever struggle you have, there's a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. God can help you. Whatever you struggle with, whatever burdens you down, God can deliver you. God can help you. God can show you what to do. Old Paths Tabernacle is an evangelistic outreach of the Joey Kelly Broadcast. If you like good singing and good preaching and are looking for Sunday night services to attend, please consider yourself invited. If you're coming from New Orleans East Bank, take the G&O or the Crescent City Connection to the West Bank Expressway and get off at Manhattan. Go through the Harvey Tunnel and turn right at the red light, which is MacArthur. Go two blocks and turn right at the fire station onto 8th Street. Go three blocks and turn right. Old Paths Tabernacle is right on the corner, meeting in Waymaker Ministry Sanctuary, 804 First Avenue, in Harvey. If you're coming from the Huey or Bootee, get on the elevated expressway, then get off at MacArthur and turn left at the light. Remember, our services start at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, and I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.